Good morning, we're continuing with Hayodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Vav. We finished the Klal in the Hayodim, and we just have a few points left to discuss in regards to Kiddush. We mentioned that the concept of saying Kiddush Rabbah by day is to show a cheshivas for the Suda by saying the bracha of Brit Pei Gofen beforehand. That lends itself to an interesting question which came up over Sukkos, where a person on the Matzi Shabbos of the first days of Sukkos, where one is supposed to say Havdalah together with Kiddush, Matzi Shabbos, the person only said Kiddush and did not say Havdalah. So he said the bracha of Brit Pei Gofen, the bracha of Kiddush, Shabbachar, and then the bracha of Ne'er, and then the bracha of Shechiyonu. I forgot the bracha of Havdalah. So now the question came up the next day. So the person, what should they do? So what's the question? They should say, they have to say Havdalah on a kais and say the bracha of Baruch HaMavdim in Kodesh to Kodesh, just like they would have said the night before. But the problem is that the person is not yet to get Havdalah. If the person makes a bracha of Havdalah and doesn't drink, So let them drink. Well, they can't drink before they make Kiddush. Okay, so use the Kiddush and Havdalah in the same kais. So can the person do Kiddush and Havdalah in the same kais? The same way they do Kiddush and Havdalah Motzi Shabbos. We make both brachas on the same kais. So the more actually you ask the question, how can you do two mitzvahs on the same kais? The more it says Kiddush and Havdalah of Havdalah and Kiddush and Kiddush are both elements of saying, talking about Kiddush and Yom Tov, and therefore it's considered like one inyan. You're allowed to do that. So it's the same thing over here. However, the problem is that if the whole cheshivas with the Suda is indicated by the fact that we make a bracha Brit Pei Gofen before the Suda, in the case where it's not obvious that you're making the Brit Pei Gofen for the purpose of the Suda, because maybe you're making the Brit Pei Gofen for the Havdalah, so maybe you would not be Yotze Kiddush in that situation. So that was a question which came up. So the Ramah, at the end of Reish Ayin Gimel, talks about a case where a person is making a bris on Shabbos. A person makes a bris on Shabbos, so they make a bracha on the kais. And can you use that same bracha that you make on the kais for the bris as the kiddush as well? So the Ramah says yes, that a person can do so. So similarly, the same thing is true over here. Again, the psukim that we say would not really address the problem, because the psukim are not actually an integral part of the tekana of the kiddush by day. As a matter of fact, there were gedolim who didn't say, Chaim Bishkin did not say the psukim at all. There's no din to say the psukim. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that he saw by gedolim that they did not say the psukim at all. Chazanish was known not to say the psukim. The psukim are not ma'akim at all. They're not part of the language of the Shulchan Aruch, because it's a minik to say the psukim. The psukim are not part of the so using the psukim is not a chiyuv. A person comes late for kiddush and misses the psukim, he's yotze, as long as he's the Brit Pei Gofen. And on the other hand, the psukim don't really help to make it indicative of the fact that it's a kiddush. The kiddush is the Brit Pei Gofen before the meal for the purpose of showing cheshivas to the meal. So that's the question. So the Ramah does not seem to be bothered by that. However, Moshe Strumbach in a tshuva says that he is bothered by this question. It is either Ramah. The Ramah, it's clear from the Ramah, says that you would then drink a revius of wine and be yotze kiddush through drinking a revius of wine. So he suggests the following, that if you hold that you're yotze with a revius of wine, clearly the point over here is not that the kiddush is to be connected to a suda, because it's not a suda. It seems to be that there's in your saying kiddush and drinking wine to show the cheshivas of the kiddush. So that, Zot Ramah, you can accomplish that with the bris mila. However, if you're not yotze with drinking wine, is because you need it to be adjacent to a meal. So if you need to be adjacent to a meal, so then we have this problem that you're not going, it's not adjacent to the meal, because it's not really there for the purpose of being the introduction to the meal. It's there for a different purpose, for the bris mila in his case, or for the Havdalah in our case. So he is questions and says that it would not seem that, since we, lechavkilo, do not rely on the gardener to use a revius for that purpose. So it means we hold that it's done in conjunction with the meal. So therefore he says that one should not be yotze with the kiddush of the bris mila. And somebody else should say kiddush, the person who's making bracha on the birchas mila, should say the bracha on the kais. Somebody else should say kiddush, and once the second person says Kiddush, the first person is now Yotze Kiddush, and he's able to drink the wine. So he'd have both doing that basically simultaneously, or almost simultaneously. But in this situation, that wouldn't work, because by Bris Milah, if you don't drink right away, you still Yotze the Bracha, the Ripping Offen, and the Bris Milah. Over here, a person is supposed to drink right away. So the solution that we said was, they were having guests who were ready with Yotze Abdullah, they could definitely make Kiddush. They made Kiddush. The family who did not hear Abdullah yet did not drink, but they heard the Kiddush and they heard to a Kiddush, and now they can make the Abdullah and drink without a problem. So Moshe Sturmer holds that this situation is problematic, not to rely on that situation. So that goes to the points that we're raising about the way we understand the Kiddush of the day. Also goes to the fact that you can be Yotze the Kiddush of the day without drinking. I want to clarify that more aggressively in the next year. And it goes to this halacha that the person to be Yotze Kiddush, the person has to be able to drink, has to drink. Somebody has to drink the kais, and havdalah as well. A person cannot eat or drink prior to the Kiddush. A person cannot eat. A person can drink water prior to the havdalah. So that touches on many points that we've been discussing. Have a good day.